The Carolina Panthers, well, they are in Chicago. And we are joined right now by the Carolina Panthers play-by-play broadcaster, Mick Mixon. Good morning to you, Mick.
Hello, Patty and Lucas. I'm talking to you now from a historic hotel in downtown Chicago, Illinois. What could be better than this time of year as your Carolina Panthers are getting ready to start the journey that we hope will lead us to a winning season and to the playoffs and maybe beyond? I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we feel the excitement in the air for sure. This is a preseason game, of course, and we know that Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly, they will not be playing.
Yeah, we got the lead singers in the band who are going to be backstage tonight cheering their bandmates on. So the preseason game number one will be a lot about trying to get some of these younger guys oiled up and really see what the draft class has, see how some of these free agents mesh, see how the 3-4 defense can play alignment assignment football and rehearse against a very good club, the Chicago Bears. I hope it won't be too much of a downer that Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly will not be playing tonight, but I think we're still going to have some great theater up here in Chicago this evening.
And Mick, they are with the team, though, correct? Even though we will not see them in action tonight, they are still with the team.
Absolutely. I can verify that. Cam Newton was in his usual space on the plane last night with his usual assortment of snacks, and hard to miss him and hard to miss Luke when they walk down the aisle. But I got a question for both of you. I want to know, how do the people in York County feel about the Panthers moving business operations and practice facility down that way?
Well, I mean, my goodness, that is, we had a major pep rally to sign the deal, of course, when the governor came up to York County and David Tepper and the rest of the Panthers, but on cloud nine, truly, Mick, I mean, this is definitely, even though it's the Carolina Panthers, I have to be honest with you, since the team was announced based in Charlotte, a lot of folks, especially in South Carolina, really below Columbia, have always viewed it as the Charlotte Panthers, and we know where it's located, is centrally located for both the Carolina Panthers, but really making its way into South Carolina, people could not be more excited, and the excitement, and really you start to see a lot more Carolina Panthers gear, clothing, and people talk more about it than they ever had, I think, in the last 4 or 5 years.
Two states, one team. We love it.
That's fantastic to hear, you know, because we can do all the marketing and branding and all that you can do in the world, but to put, for David Tepper to put even more kind of, I don't know, money where the slogans are, I think is going to be fantastic. And a lot of lives are affected. I mean, people are probably selling houses and buying houses and trying to move closer to that way. Kids changing schools, so there's a lot of moving parts to this, but I know the Panthers are excited.
Mick, this is Joel. You know, you kind of laid the groundwork for this last fall with your famous
What if
I told you. That's what we call it around here. What if I told you speech from Mick Mixon. You remember when you were in town and mentioned that, and we kept that, and we've kept it and played it a few times, telling folks, hey, this didn't just drop out of the sky. We were somewhat told it was going to happen. You remember that? You remember laying that groundwork, don't you?
Do I remember it? My gosh, I'm the kind of guy where I'd rather organize the team picture than I would be in the team picture. And so that night, after that York County Chamber of Commerce speaking engagement, that night, my phone is blowing up. I got the Charlotte Observer, Action News, On Your Side, 3, wanting to have news trucks in my driveway for me to divulge the coordinates of the new facility.
Wow. Said,
oh, wait a second, guys. I said, what if I told you that possibly some?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mick, it works.
Well, it came to be.
It worked so well for you the first time. Is there another what if I told you moment you would like to share with
Feel
us?
Feel free.
I'm hot right now, so get ready. What if I told you that not long from now, at the corner of Trade Street, Moorhead, a ticker tape parade ensued where flatbed trucks tow your Carolina Panthers, and the multitudes, the throngs of people cheer on the team that brought absolute victory to the Carolinas.
Woo!
Now, that's a good one, Mick.
I like that scenario.
We like that. We're speaking with Mick Mixon, the Carolina Panthers play-by-play broadcaster, broadcasting and speaking with us live this morning in Chicago as the Carolina Panthers take on the Chicago Bears. What the preseason game, we have, what, four or five games? And as you pointed out, the stars of the band will not be taking the stage. But the preseason is just to work out the kinks, right? It's to give the guys that normally don't get a chance to play maybe in the regular season a chance for them to get some play time. So when they do need to take the field for whatever reason, they're good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said, Lucas. And, you know, it's just a quarterback, for example. We all know that Cam Newton is an immense talent at the height of his powers. But who's going to back that position up should something happen? Or should, let's just claim it in a positive way. The Panthers are way ahead, game's well in hand, so we need the backup QB to come in. Will that be Will Greer, the third-round draft choice? Will it be Kyle Allen, who can also really sling it? Will it be Taylor Heinicke? The coaches need game rep. They need to see these guys in the petri dish of an actual game to make the key decisions that will shape the 53-man roster.
And will there be any cuts after tonight's game?
No. This has all changed. It's all different now. There are four preseason games. It used to be after the third one, the roster would go from 90 to 75, making it easier for your humble correspondent to have our depth chart trimmed down. But that's not the case anymore. It stays at 90 throughout the preseason, and then the rosters have a big cut down to 53 plus a 10-player practice squad.
Wow. And you got to know them all.
Yeah, you got to know them all. But I'm not going to complain. I'm as happy as a man can be. I'm studying my names and numbers. I've already had three cups of coffee. I've been up since 5:30. Can't wait to rock and roll.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Well, we will be rooting on the Carolina Panthers from right here in South Carolina. Of course, you can listen to the preseason kickoff for the Panthers and the Bears on Interstate 107 here at OTS Media. Mick, we certainly wish you guys a lot of luck tonight and bring home that W. And we can't wait for another What If I Tell You moment.
Yes.
Let's hope so. We respect you guys and appreciate our relationship. We love how you cover high school football and everything that moves that's important down that way. And you guys come see us when you can.